Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, Grammy-nominated music from the hip-hop group Black Eyed Peas, answers to questions about the American flag, and a look at some unusual laws. Most laws are meant to make life safer or better in some way. Lawmakers usually have a good reason for approving a law. Or, as Faith Lapidus tells us, maybe it only seemed like a good reason at the time.
There are lots of websites with old laws that sound stupid, or at least they do today. But who knows which laws are real, so why repeat them here? All we will say is, if you ever want to take a lion to the movies in Maryland, better investigate the local laws. Really, who would want to take a lion to the movies? Now, here is one case you might have heard about. In 1999, a man in Michigan was in a small boat that hit a rock. He fell into the water and became very angry. He said some words that we cannot repeat. The man was arrested for using offensive language in front of women and children. He was tried and found in violation of a law dating back to 1897. His sentence was a $75 fine and 4 days of doing community service. He appealed and won. In 2002, a higher court said the Michigan law violated the First Amendment. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees free speech. Other states have done away with similar old laws protecting women, but not all such laws. In Washington State, in the Pacific Northwest, a person who makes false statements about a woman may be guilty of a crime. It is not illegal, though, if the woman is what this law calls a common prostitute. The law is from 1909. It has not been enforced for many years, but some people see no reason to keep it. State Senator Jean Cole Wells first proposed a bill 2 years ago to end the law. Her bill got nowhere. Now she is more hopeful with a new legislature. Jean Cole Wells teaches women's studies at the University of Washington in Seattle. She argues that the law is out of date in modern society. She says it raises constitutional issues of free speech and equal protection. Her new bill comes as the state faces a serious budget deficit. The Seattle Times called her sense of fairness understandable. But the newspaper questioned the urgency of the bill, given the problems facing the legislature. It said the last record of an appeal related to this crime was 90 years ago.
Two listeners have sent us questions about the same thing, the American flag. Lawrence Akingbolugbe from Ondo, Nigeria, wants to know the meaning of the red, white, and blue colors of the Stars and Stripes. And M.S. Haq of Bangladesh wants to know the history of the flag. The history goes back to the 13 British colonies that became the first American states. Each colony had its own flag. But during the Revolutionary War against Britain, all the colonies fought together under a common flag. It had red and white stripes, 13 in all, one for each colony. And it had a blue square in the upper left corner. Red was for honor, white for innocence, and blue for justice. Inside the blue square were the red cross and white stripes of the British flag. The American colonists declared their independence on July 4, 1776. Then, on June 14, 1777, the Continental Congress approved the design of a national flag. 13 red and white stripes remained. But now, 13 white stars replaced the British Union Jack inside the blue area. The stars were meant to represent a new constellation. Two more stripes were added when two more states joined the Union after the Revolutionary War. In 1818, Congress passed a law to require that the flag return to 13 stripes to honor the first colonies. But the number of stars increased as new states joined the Union. Today there are 50 states and 50 stars. A delegate to the Continental Congress, Francis Hopkinson, took credit for the flag design. And tradition says a committee led by George Washington asked a woman with expert sewing skills, Betsy Ross, to make the first flag. Betsy Ross lived in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Black Eyed Peas are enjoying much success. That hip-hop group will perform just before the Super Bowl of the National Football League on February 6th. And they have 4 Grammy Award nominations. Shep O'Neill tells us about the Black Eyed Peas.
The 4 members call themselves Will.i.am, Apple de App, Taboo, and Fergie. Their real names are William Adams, Alan Pineda, Jaime Gomez, and Stacy Ferguson. Their newest album is called Elefunk. They say the name describes the sound inside. The music mixes traditional hip-hop with live instruments. This popular single is performed with Justin Timberlake. Where is the love?
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, help us, and guide us from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
One song on the Ella Funk album is nominated for 3 Grammys. Record of the Year, Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group, and Best Rap Song. The song is Let's Get It Started.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Inhibition. Follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's fully beat out. You wouldn't believe how we wow. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East style.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get it started.
Come on,
get it started.
Get it started.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
The Black Eyed Peas are competing with themselves for the Best Rap Song Grammy. Another song on Ella Funk is nominated in that category, too. We leave you with the Black Eyed Peas and Hey Mama.
Brave it, Mama!
Brave it, Mama!
Hey Mama, this that beat. Get on the floor, move your booty, mama. We the blast masters, blasting up the jungle.
Rewind!
Cutie, cutie, make sure you move your booty. Shake that tin in the city of Sinan. Hey, shorty, I know you wanna party. And the way your body looking at me really feel naughty. Cutie, cutie, make sure you move your booty. Shake that tin in the city of Sinan. Hey, shorty, I know you wanna party. Body look, it make me really feel now.
I got a naughty, naughty style and a naughty, naughty crew. For everything I do just for you. I'm a little bit to all and a bigger bit to know. The true people know that the peace come through and never cease.
No.
We never die, no, we never deceive.
No.
We multiply like we math Matisse and then drop bombs cause you're shaking to the beat.
The bomb bomber, the bass boom drummer.
Now y'all know who we are.
Y'all know
we the stars.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program this week. This show was written by Nancy Steinbach and Paul Thompson, who was also the producer. Our engineer was Efim Drucker. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.